This is everything. You can't run a successful business without being confident. And I know in the beginning, when you don't have clients, it's like, well, how do I gain that confidence?
All right, guys, growing your wellness business doesn't have to mean working around the clock and feeling exhausted. So welcome to the Healthy Hustle Podcast. I'm your host, Rachel Feldman, and I have been in your shoes. I've been in the wellness space for over 9 years, and I know what it feels like to feel overwhelmed. I took my wellness business from 13K that first year and feeling fried and exhausted to over six figures. Now I am a business coach for health and wellness professionals just like you, and I create done-for-you content and programs to help you save time and money so you can spend more time nailing down your niche, understanding your buyer avatar, attracting your ideal client, and building your business from the ground up the right way. So sit down and let's get started.
Hey there, guys. It is Rachel Feldman. I am the proud creator of all the content at yourhealthcoachbiz.com. Of course, we have a team of people to help us, but I'm the proud creator there. I'm also a business coach for health coaches who are starting their business or in that phase where they're really growing. I'm excited to be here today. And what we are covering is how to make your first 5K. So I want you, if you're seeing this in the replay, to drop replay. If you're seeing this live, to drop live in the comments. All right, how to make your first 5K as a health coach. You'll need five things to get in position for making 5K. The right mindset. This is free of imposter syndrome and money fears. When we're in a scarcity mindset with money, money does not come in. Knowing your ideal client, niche and sub-niche. This is very important for you to make money because knowing your ideal client is going to help you message to them. Knowing your niche and what you want to be known for is going to help you confuse your client less. So if you're confusing your client, that's the last thing we want. And in order to build an online business, you need to be super clear. Irresistible free lead magnets. This is like dating. You need to have that free lead magnet, which is at the awareness part, to bring them into your funnel, to go on dates with them through that freebie, leading to an indoctrination series or a 5-email follow-up series, leading to your discovery call. You have to have workshops to get visible, whether you're doing them face-to-face in your community or you're building your visibility in a Facebook group or on YouTube or IG. I always love workshops because not all of us are the best at going through and just riffing. We need to have a workshop to be able to keep us on point and on focus. That's the stuff that we sell at yourhealthcoachbiz.com. Know your offer and have clarity around who it's for and how to price it. Confidence in mastering the sale and discovery sessions and in all contact communication with your ideal client. So let's talk about the right mindset. Notice self-doubt thoughts as just thoughts, not facts, so you don't sabotage your capable self. Think of yourself as your client. You always would say to your client, you need to have the right mindset, whether they're losing weight or they're embarking on like a ketogenic diet or they're embarking on intuitive eating, or to get their gut right, or living with an autoimmune. You always say to your client, think of yourself and be nice to yourself. Have grace, have compassion. You have to do that in building your business. You're almost in building your business like embarking on a new health journey. It's scary, it's overwhelming, but you have to do it so you can get to this next place in your business. Just like your client has to do it so they can get to the next place in their health journey. Reframe sales as facilitating transformation versus just making money so you feel good about enrolling clients. Think of that transformation. Think of how you're helping them. That's why when I see coaches undercharging, it pains me because you're taking somebody through such an incredible transformation. Focus on helping first before income goals so you operate from service instead of desperation. When you operate from a service-based attitude, you're going to have the right mindset because you know that you're there helping somebody versus that desperation. Lastly, believe in yourself as a coach and how you help people. If you're brand new, think of all the people that you've helped, family and friends, to go through this transformation. You've probably always been the one where people go to and ask questions. Think of this as you get into the right mindset for coaching and let go of the fears. One thing that I love when I started coaching is I had all those fears. But the one thing that I really loved was when I put a program in place and a system for taking clients through. That gave me the confidence. I was a really important part. I had my own detox through the elimination diet because that was how I figured out what foods were right for me. And I implemented that into my business. Gave me a shitload of confidence. And I encourage you to do the same. You have to know what you're taking your client through. You have to have that vision. And you have to know your ideal client niche and your sub-niche. So you choose a profitable niche. Do your market research so you can pick up an in-demand niche. Select a niche you have personal experience with so you can relate to your clients and market yourself as the one who's been there. Start hyper-targeted and niche down over time so you can command high-ticket pricing. Profitable niche examples. Emotional eating coach, sub-niche could be sugar, sub-niche could be weight loss. We have a weight loss program that doesn't even focus on weight loss, even though it's a weight loss program. So we have an emotional eating program as well. Mindset coach, sub-niche food addiction. Ketogenic coach, sub-niche weight loss. These are just examples. I want you to write down what your niche is and what your sub-niche is. Gut coach, sub-niche hormones. We actually have a hormone gut solution program. Stress coach, sub-niche corporate wellness. Hormone coach, sub-niche gut. Sugar coach, sub-niche hormone. Weight loss coach, sub-niche gut. We have a lot of gut coaches who specialize in weight loss, just like I did. I found that a lot of people, I had an ideal client, and I had an ideal client who was coming to me for gut. But I also had an ideal client that was coming to me for weight loss. I knew that through the power of healing the gut, that somebody would start to lose that inflammation and lose weight. So I said, weight loss done different. If you have a gut program that you're promoting and you're not getting people to enroll in your gut program, try renaming your program. Same thing for all of these different niches. Sometimes it's a rename. Sometimes it's a remarketing, where you have to get super clear on your client's biggest problem that's going to help you get to those 5K months. You have to know the biggest problem so that you can give them what you want, give them what they want, and lead them down the path they need. Know your target market and their problems. Create an ideal client avatar profile so your messaging resonates and compels them to buy. I encourage you to write down, what are their likes, their dislikes, their pain, their symptoms, their demographics, their age? Get to know this ideal client. You probably are going to have a few different ideal clients. I always had Jane, Sally, and Bill. Jane is like a high-powered CEO. She makes all these decisions. She's jaded by her experience because she's gone to all these doctors, had all these diagnoses. And she's the person who always came to me for my lower cost offer because she was jaded. She wasn't ready to pay high ticket. She also likes doing things herself, so she can be a good fit for a do-it-yourself. But I think people with do-it-yourself always need some support, so I always include it in our session. It made that self-paced program into a structured like single session. And it was great. I charged $150. As my price increased, I increased those prices. But it commanded that $150 and made me feel good about that interaction with them financially because I was giving them a program. I was also setting the stage for being able to upsell to my higher ticket, higher touch for a person like Jane. Sally needed all the help she could get. She was the person who, you know her, she's always like, oh my God, I'm so stupid. I should have known that. She's always dissing herself and she needs that support. She desperately wants a coach. Bill, it was Bill's wife that actually found, because Bill has high blood pressure. He also had the beginning stages of diabetes and needed that coach. but it was Bill's wife. So I was messaging like, is your partner suffering and struggling with health issue that you need a coach for? I specialize in ABC so that your significant other can achieve 1, 2, 3. Know those ideal client avatar. Know what Bill's wife was thinking, her fears. Know what Jane's fears are. You have to know the fears in order to be able to convert on a discovery call. Ideally, you want to interview clients about their pain points. Keep a running log of what people exactly say to you. People used to always say to me, I just feel off. Everything feels off. That's why I would say, okay, we're going to start at ground zero, at step one. We're going to go through these 3 steps that are part of my system. So you get to a place where everything doesn't feel off. We know the foods that you should eat. I did an elimination diet. I also did a grain-free diet because at that point, in my experience, I needed to take people off grains to heal their gut. I included pseudograins, of course, but not grains. So that mirrors a lot of our programs that we have today. Some of like our Restore Your Gut gets them off grains, but keeps them on pseudograins. Map out their journey so you can guide them each step, which builds trust and positions you as a leading expert.
Are you struggling with email marketing for your coaching business? Building an email list is crucial to connect with your clients and increase conversions, but it's not easy. That's where the Cleaning Hacks List Builder and Marketing Kit comes in. You'll get everything you need to build an email list of raving fans and potential clients, including a lead magnet, cover images, opt-in page, thank you page, and follow-up emails. And the best part, it's completely free. And if that isn't enough, I've also created video guides to walk you step-by-step through the setup process. Download your free kit and make it happen.
Then we get into your irresistible lead magnets. Host workshops for visibility and authority. Know your 3 signature workshop topics. This is also important if you're doing podcasts or if you're pitching to podcasts, you want to know what you're talking about. So it's great to have those workshop topics. Pitch to host virtual workshops for a complimentary business audience to get in front of ideal prospects, spas, gyms, health food stores. Repurpose workshop content into an evergreen opt-in so you can get even more signups. Think of these 3 workshop topics, like what could you teach in your sleep? And then you have additional workshop topics that you can look at. Like we have all our workshops at yourhealthcoachbiz.com. Take a look at it. We have like ones on gut, hormone, weight loss, mindset, kids' health, hormones. We have ones on better sleep. We have ones on energy. We have ones on sugar. Think of what you want to teach and have those 3 signature workshops so that you know those in and out. Practice those. Go on Zoom. You can go on the free version. Practice that PowerPoint. Practice that workshop. Make it like a 15 to 20 minute workshop. These can be great for YouTube. You can also, once you have that workshop done, you can cut out clips. They could be great for Instagram, great for YouTube Shorts. You can repurpose that content once you've done it. Your 3 freebies. These are your lead magnets. It can be a freebie download, ebook, recipe guide. It could be quizzes, protocols, recipe bundles, challenges. Those 3 workshops could be live or evergreen. You might have a setup where you're trying to like re-engage your Facebook group. Great to go live once a week, just like I'm doing into our Facebook group. I'm also repurposing this for a podcast. Why not? Why do more work than you have to do? So this will be on the Healthy Hustle podcast. Get on podcast to share your signature talk. I've had people on my podcast talking about podcasting. You want to get on other people's podcasts. Identify podcasts your audience already listens to so you can tap into existing communities. Pitch a talk around your specialty to stand out so you get booked and seen as an authority. You can also do interviews on IG, like shared interviews, the same that you can do on Facebook. You want to get in front of other people's audience. Direct your listeners to a freebie or a post episode so you can convert listeners into leads or clients. think of that freebie that goes with that signature talk so that you're taking them through another experience where they can build trust with you. Expand your visibility, build a referral network. This is great. Once you have your list builder, you should be reaching out to co-host a webinar, make collaborations, host a newsletter, host a blog, do a workshop at their brick and mortar, join the Chamber of Commerce in your local community and go to networking events. Your own doctor, your own acupuncturist, massage therapist, and chiropractor can be great avenues for referral list building. And don't just say, hey, you know, I want to build a referral network with you. Say to them, I want to expand my reach. I want to refer you out to people that come to me. This is what my business looks like. Tell me a little more about yours. You want to build that relationship so it can be great for both of you. Know your offer. So create your signature offer. I always call this the gateway program. This is what Jane is really attracted to. Structure it as a transformational program because this is what it sells. Example, lose X pounds in X days, balance your hormone without supplements, end emotional eating, and rebuild your relationship with food. These are just examples of what that gateway program. And if you ever are looking at our done for you content and you have a question, I can get on Zoom and handpick a program for you. Get handpick your freebie. Handpick your workshops. I like to have freebies on the above the fold on a website that's above the fold, like where you have that nice little picture at the top. I like to have the freebie right there. I like to also have another freebie at the bottom of the homepage on a website. And then I like to circulate freebies on blogs on your blog page. You could also have it in the sidebar, like sign up for this freebie. That freebie could be a video series. It could be a checklist. It could be a quiz. It could be a freebie PDF download. There are so many things you can do with freebies to get people into your funnel. So they either choose your gateway program or your high ticket. Cover key modules and steps so clients fully realize the transformation. Think about that because you're going to have to be on a discovery call with somebody. Think about the steps that you take somebody through in your system or your method. And it's great to name that method so that you're really clear, like, these are the steps I'm taking you through. This is what you're going to learn. Add extra modules if you need to cover extra steps. Include a group or one-on-one coaching for accountability and support so your clients get better results. And time frame, this would be 14 to 30 days. The structure of your signature program. Short enough to commit to confidently sign up with increased conversion versus longer programs, long enough to take them through meaningful progress so they feel properly guided and supported, and creates urgency to enroll before limited spaces sell out, prompting quicker decisions. Pricing your gateway program. So in order to get 25 clients to convert, this is where you need to be list building. Need to be doing list building strategies on the platform that you decide. Some people are on TikTok, some people are on Instagram, some people use their personal Facebook page, some people use their business Facebook page, some people are on YouTube. You want to share the behind the scenes stories about why that person needs to sign up for this freebie and get to be building your list. It's one thing to just have social awareness, but we want to convert them to a freebie. Don't be scared to ask people to sign up for that freebie. So price it at $167 minimum with 25 clients. You could also do this and you make $4,125. Upsell just one client with one-on-one coaching for 3 months at $1,500. And the total for the first month is $5,625. So you want to think about list building. You want to think about visibility. Some people like to use Pinterest. Some people like to drive people to a blog where you have a great blog and then you're putting also your freebie on that page so they want to opt into that freebie. And think of doing workshops on your people's pain points. Amy Porterfield always says, have 9 pain points and 9 freebies. So you can circulate those freebies around and get people to sign up for them so you build your list. So you can get that to be 25 people. Or do that as a single session. This is your gateway single session with a program, and book 25 clients. How to make 5K month even after your gateway program launch. Enroll 4 clients per month for 3 months at just $1,500. That's $500 a month. So when you think about it, if you take out your calculator, 150 times 2 is 300. You're only asking for an additional 197 for that support you have throughout the month, answering emails, supporting them with their questions, supporting them with their comments. Plus, you can add additional income streams by offering paid masterclasses, courses, paid for ebooks, recipe guides, membership, VIP days, and retreats. Master your confidence. This is everything. You can't run a successful business without being confident. And I know in the beginning, when you don't have clients, it's like, well, how do I gain that confidence? Build confidence in your value by practicing your process so you speak convincingly about client outcomes. Use client testimonials and measure results as external validation so you don't just rely on internal confidence. Think of people that you've helped. Reach out to them and say, can I borrow you for 15 minutes? I want to ask you, how did I help? And start listening to people and start documenting, like, this was a person in my family I helped. Create a case study on that. What did they come to you with? How did you help them? What was life like before you helped them? And what is it like after? Lean on coaches or mentors to work through self-doubt so you show up powerfully for income goals. You're going to have those things that kill your confidence, but you're going to have to rebuild it by relying and looking on the system that you built. Like, what is your gateway program? What is your high ticket? Even on your Work With Me page, maybe you only have your high ticket there, one program, one solid program that you're doing. But you have your low ticket, your lower ticket, your gateway program as your downsell if somebody doesn't convert to your upsell. I mean, if they don't convert to your high ticket. Sales is an energetic exchange, not bro-y kind of pitching. Focus calls and aligning around mutual fit so prospects self-select and when they vibrate with your message. Allow clients to explore at their pace rather than over-pitching so the process feels collaborative rather than salesy. I would always befriend that person on a discovery call, sharing with them the trials and tribulations that I went through with my own health journey, helping them to also understand how I had helped clients or friends or family. They still were clients. You just weren't charging. Understand that. Make that like clear in your brain. Like, these are still clients. Trust you'll attract who most needs to work with you, so you operate from abundance versus fear scarcity, if I could talk today. Listen deeply and build trust with clients. Ask thoughtful questions to understand current state and end goals. Ask them questions like, have you worked with a health professional before? What was the outcome? What have you tried before? What worked and what didn't work? Get a clear understanding, ask those pre-qualifying questions when that person first signs up for that call so you have a clear understanding. What is your biggest problem? How do they affect you emotionally, spiritually, and physically? You want to have as much information as you can about that client before you get on a discovery call. Ensure they feel acknowledged in conversations so rapport leads to conversion. You can absolutely make 5K a month. Believe in yourself. I think the biggest thing about making 5K or getting to that 5K mark is you have to get your pricing right. I've seen so many coaches undercharge and then they're struggling making that. So if you're just charging like $197 a month, which I did, and it's a miracle I even made $13,000 that first year, you can't undercharge. You have to set your prices right and know that you're worth charging that. And that is going to come from really setting up your system, setting up your method to be that which is successful for your client. All right. If you have any questions today or any questions ever, please friend me on Facebook. Reach out to me on Instagram. I'm at Rachel A. Feldman on Instagram. I'm at Rachel Feldman on Facebook. Reach out to me in messages. If you have questions about creating your system or your process, please reach out to me. I'm happy to always hop on a Zoom call and help you choose the programs for your business. All right, guys, it's been a pleasure to be with you, and I will talk to you.
All right, guys, that is all for today. Thanks so much for tuning in. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe to the show so you don't miss any future episodes. While you're there, it would mean the world to me if you take just a few seconds and leave me an honest review. Truth is, I love honesty. Your reviews help me to reach even more health coaches and wellness professionals who are ready to explode their business and want the truth in this non-BS approach. You can find all the links and the information mentioned in this episode at www.rachelafeldman.com/podcast. All right, so don't forget to tag me on Instagram at Rachel A. Feldman and let me know what was your favorite part of the episode. This will help me to create even better content for you, bring on awesome peeps to tell you the truth about how they built their business, plus other speakers to help you take your business to the top without overwhelm. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you guys soon. All right, guys, that is all for today. Thanks so much for tuning in. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe to the show so you don't miss any future episodes. While you're there, it would mean the world to me if you take just a few seconds and leave me an honest review. Truth is, I love honesty. Your reviews help me to reach even more health coaches and wellness professionals who are ready to explode their business and want the truth in this non-BS approach. You can find all the links and the information mentioned in this episode at www.rachelafeldman.com/podcast. All right, so don't forget to tag me on Instagram at Rachel A. Feldman and let me know what was your favorite part of the episode. This will help me to create even better content for you, bring on awesome peeps to tell you the truth about how they built their business, plus other speakers to help you take your business to the top without overwhelm. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you guys soon.